Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, we were looking at verse 10 and getting the meaning of some of the words. Have pencil and paper ready as we continue there today. Listen, these are not just words of science fiction. These are words of fact that we accept by faith that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. In Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. And notice, he shakes heavens, earth, sea, dry land, that's everything. And I will shake all nations, not most, all nations. And the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house, the house of the Lord, with glory, saith the Lord of the hosts. Now let's look here in our text, Joel chapter 2, verse 10. Because I just read with you verses that talk about that day. And they're talking about this day that Joel chapter 2, verse 10 is referring to. And so, again, I want to look at verse 10 and just get the meaning of some of these words. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark. And the stars shall withdraw their shining. Okay, look at the word quake. The word quake means to quiver, shake, quake. It has the idea of doing so out of fear. And the earth will shake. And that is one time God will be involved in rock and roll, because this whole earth will be rocking and rolling, but not like the world thinks, okay? The world will not want this kind of rock and roll that the Lord does. But it's going to be rocking this whole earth, the heavens, everything falling, people dying. Oh, it'll be a horrible thing. But it will happen because God is holy. He also says it shall tremble. Now, the primary notion of this term is a loud crashing noise. Still, that sounds like modern rock music that I'll hear in the malls when I go to a mall. Here's the word dark. Now, there is ashy, dark, black, obscured. Darkness, as on a moonless night, walking through a cemetery with the thought of someone is either following me or watching me. But you can't see them. That's the type of fear they'll have when the earth is bouncing as a ball. That is, the whole earth, as we were told. And by the way, the word darkness, whether literal or symbolic, is a hallmark of apocalyptic times and abounding iniquity. Now, they are miserable comforters who speak peace when there is no peace. When God is ready to judge, they should preach, repent, and believe the gospel. Repent of your sin, turning to righteousness. For judgment is coming. particularly on those who God will trouble and judge. You know, today, the secularist, and somebody said, we are a secularist country. We're not a Christian country. And we're not Christian in the sense of the word of the Bible, but our Constitution was found on biblical principles. Now, many say the Judeo-Christian ethic. And it was founded on those principles. By the way, let me just say this. This is absolutely free. The Constitution of the United States is not a living document, as some try to tell you. So it changes because of the culture. Men of principle should never, never, never be changed by the culture. Ethics, principle, should be so solid that they change the culture about you. If the culture is wrong, these are those very, very commitments, the very, very long held beliefs and faith for which you are willing to live and for which you're willing to die. And how many men on a field of battle have given their life for their country? Not understanding fully what the battle was about, but that they were defending their country. Well, as we see, the Constitution is a document of principles that are true in every generation. They're absolute. See, the secularists don't believe in absolute. It's secularism that is bold in its atheism. They're cunning in their sin. They're malicious in their temper. But they shall be consumed by the breath of the omnipotent Almighty Lord. All evil has many men and some mighty men on its side. Men who are united in purpose, but they cannot be finally victorious. Oh, they'll win some battle, but they will not be finally victorious. And although the bondage and attack of God's people may be long and grievous, it shall not be everlasting for us. But their torment abideth forever and ever. The Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And boy, that's a great comfort, especially when you know you have loved ones in heaven. Oh, my friend, I hope that you know the Lord as your personal Savior. So again, we see this as the world is now under the judgment hand of God. The self-confident, rebellious man or nation will not be able to help him or herself when once God begins to unleash his judgment. When God unleashes his wrath. Now think of that. Because if you're saved, mark this down. You'll find it in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. So please mark this down. Judgment must begin at the house of God. If you see the judgments coming on then, realize the judgment's going to hit us first. And I think we preachers, are the greatest reason that God would judge the church, the local church. Today we're preaching culture instead of Christ, theories instead of Bible truth, foolishness instead of faith, fleshliness instead of the Father, entertainment instead of Emmanuel, God with us, worldliness instead of witnessing, religion instead of righteousness, a contemporary Christ instead of the Creator Christ. Lasciviousness, anything goes, instead of the Lordship of Christ of our life. And we're aiming for the results of swinging services instead of repentant souls. Preferring profane immodesty instead of the imputed purity of Christ upon us. Oh, what a day we live in. Yes, judgment begins at the house of God. Be wise enough to understand that the strongest of strongholds that man has is of absolutely no force nor power when once the Lord God pours out his judgment. Ask the mockers of Noah's day if you don't believe that. Now consider verse 10 again. As we put together now with all the preceding verses that we read here, and now this verse itself, it says, the earth shall quake before them, the heaven shall tremble, the sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. It is near the end of the tribulation. As the armies gather against Israel, and suddenly there's a quaking and the heavens tremble. That is, the heavens even are having an earthquake. The heavens tremble is the idea of a loud crashing and booming noise. They march towards Israel with heavy artillery. The sun and the moon are dark. And the stars do not shine, much of the ashy darkness may be made by the invading army's artillery. So much is fired that it's hard to distinguish between the day and the night. The city is overrun. The shouts of victory are being heard in the streets by the invading armies against Zion. The enemy rejoices. It all seems hopeless. They think they have the victory. God must often wait until we acknowledge we lack the means, the mind, the method, and all might to be able to defeat the enemy. We must get to the point when we know that only God can deliver. And we must patiently wait and endure until he does.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My peace on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible.